Thanks for meeting me, guys. This is pretty important, so I appreciate you both coming.
No problem. You sounded really serious on the phone. What's going on?
Well, it's a little difficult to explain. How? Well, it's about Boo.
Huh? What about her? Is she okay?
In a way, like, she's not hurt or anything, but I'm just concerned that she may hurt herself eventually.
How? I mean, she's energetic, sure, but I doubt she'd do anything dangerous, right? I mean, yeah, she's a workaholic. Are you worried that she's overdoing something she's working on?
Yeah, I'm kind of worried, you know? I know she's passionate, but this time it's like she's possessed or something. She doesn't talk about anything other than asking me for ingredients from her shelves. And while I'm happy to help, she just can't hover over her cauldron forever.
I see. Huh. Well, what do you think we should do? This seems pretty serious if Boo is hyper-focused. Well, yeah, we should go talk to her, but do you think she'll listen? I mean, she's ignoring Basil here.
Are you saying she needs an intervention? We can try. Let's hope that she is open to listening to all three of us.
Snake root? Where are my buttercups? Am I out already? Should I text Basil to get some more?
She didn't even hear the front door open.
Wow, she is, mega deep in whatever she's making, huh? Yeah, hold on. What is she making anyway?
That's the thing. She didn't tell me. She just told me to grab things and give them to her, but with how many ingredients she's asked me for, there's no way in hell I know what she's making.
Interesting. Hey, yeah, you could be right. Maybe she's experimenting and making something new, but what?
Whatever it is, this is getting to be too much. I don't even remember when she took a break. Really, watch. Boo, hey, you okay?
Basil! Hi, Wolfie! Can you go back out and see if we have any fresh buttercups in the front garden? I could keep sending out my familiars to look, but it's really important to me to have it sooner rather than later, okay? Love ya! For now, I can just... there's my holly leaves!
See what I mean? Right over her head.
Wow. Whatever she's doing must be pretty big. What are you doing?
Hey, wait up!
Hey! It's been a bit since I've seen you. Did Basil let you in? Never mind. What are you doing here? You wanted to check in on me? You're so sweet. I'm okay, I promise. I'm just making something really special, you know? Shh. Well, it's kind of a secret, you know? Don't give me that look. It's supposed to be a secret. Now, where is my hound's tongue? Ah, there it is.
Nope. Not gonna howl. Oh, right now!
Resist it!
Oh, hey, Roy! Basil, did you check the garden already?
No, Boo. We're here to check in on you.
On me? Why? Basil told you both I was overworking. Basil!
Hey, I'm just concerned about you. You've never been so passionate about a potion before. When was the last time you took a break? See? What the heck are you making?
Who knows? Maybe we could help?
right. I guess I could use some help on this. So, you three like Halloween, right?
Well, yeah. Halloween is the best. See? Even they agree.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. But what does that have to do with what you're making?
Now, hear me out. What if Halloween was all year round?
What?
I'm serious! What if the weather, the season, and the entire world just celebrated Halloween all year long? Right? It would be really neat!
Boo, where is this coming from?
Just check your phones. All three of you.
Okay. Okay, so I see a bunch of posts from Buff, Papamut.
Oh, wait, both of you. Look at trending.
All right. Halloween is trending?
People need to stop decorating for Halloween before October. What? Who cares?
It's not even September. Why are the goths outside? Really? That's kinda...
Rude! Unnecessary! I agree! Yeah, sure, it's a bunch of random people online complaining, but when it starts trending...
Jeez, like, half the posts are just people being obnoxious about it. Like, who cares if people celebrate Halloween early? Right? People are weird. If they don't want to decorate their houses early, then they don't have to.
So you're making a potion to combat a trending topic about Halloween?
Yep! That's right! This potion is gonna solve this dumb issue once and for all!
Boo, what the heck kind of potion are you trying to make? To make it Halloween season for everyone, everywhere, would require more than just a potion.
Yeah, it would take, like, a large spell or something. The potion was part of a bigger spell. Boo!
I'm serious about this, so of course I know a potion won't cut it. So I talked to some friends and decided to try and do a ritual.
Boo, I love you to death, but do you really think this is a good idea? You're working yourself to the bone over this. I mean, I'd love to have Halloween all year round, but is it worth you working without rest?
He's right. Huh? We could help? I mean, yeah, we could, but we're not witches like Boo. The best thing we can do is get ingredients and stuff for whatever spell she's making.
I mean, that's what I've been having Basil do anyway. More hands could help.
Can we just rewind a bit? The issue isn't us being able to help. I mean, I'm always down to help you, Boo, but it doesn't address the actual problem. You are overworking yourself, and you know how much I don't like when you do that.
Basil, you big lovable puppy. I'll be fine. Besides, this is worth the effort. Just imagine it. Perfect temperatures all the time. Everyone dressing up however they want and decorating their places without some dumb Chad complaining about it. It's a dream. Huh? What about me?
They're right. What if you work yourself so hard you can't enjoy the proverbial fruits of your labor?
You have a point. Aha! I can make energy tonics!
You know you can't use those to replace actual rest.
Oh, come on! It's not like they're bad for me! Did I turn purple? No! I didn't change color after I drank a bunch. That was the Grimace Shake.
You absolutely did. The Grimace Shake didn't turn you purple, and you know it.
I was there when it happened, Boo. Full purple, head to toe from the tonics.
Well, I can just make the tonic better this time. Something without any mistakes or side effects. Then I can make a bunch, then make this potion, then do the ritual, then BAM! Halloween forever!
Boo! Just listen to us, okay? I'm worried. We're worried about you. You can do whatever you want, but can you please just consider resting once in a while?
Basil! I'll be fine! I know he's worried about me, but this is about more than me, you know? It's about a special time of year that should get more attention and respect. It's a holiday, so why would people be mad about it to begin with?
Well, let me play devil's advocate for a bit. What if people wanted Christmas all year round?
What? Who would want snow all the time? I mean, yeah, sure, it's fun to play in the snow, but just imagine hearing Christmas carols every single day. It's a nightmare.
Plus, the world can't feed some minor deity cookies and milk every day. That's just dumb!
Then why should Halloween get the privilege? Some people don't like Halloween if we really want to give power to the trending page.
Why wouldn't anyone like Halloween? It's cozy weather season, the perfect time for pumpkin spice, and candy all of the time. What about the people who can't have candy?
It's not just about candy. It's about spooky season! With ghouls and goblins and everything we love about the darkness! We play pretend, we dress up, and so many treats are shared! Where we witches and werewolves shine!
Yeah!
And you think everyone will just join in on the fun? What about the easily scared, or the ones who just don't like Halloween regardless of the stuff you both like about it?
Well, I mean, okay, yeah, you may have a point. We don't want to just scare people.
Man, Roy! That's not fair!
He's kind of right, Boo. If not everyone is going to enjoy it, then why overwork yourself to make it happen?
Not you too, Basil. No! Not all three of you! This isn't a fair fight!
We're not trying to be negative about this, Boo. We're just looking out for you as well for the effects of this idea. Yeah, they're right. Jumping to decisions because of social media is always a bad idea.
I still think it's a good idea.
Well, if you really want to go through with this, can you at least try and get some help? This isn't something you can do on your own.
Right. Maybe I'll just take a step back and take a nap or something.
And that's all I'll ask.
I, however, would suggest thinking about it longer. Sure, Halloween is great, but not everyone likes spooky season. Don't let some weirdos online make you angry about it.
All right. I'll think about it and sleep. But no promises on me giving up on this.
Like I would make you promise that. At least you'll consider it further. Yeah. I'm glad we can all agree on this for now.
All right. Let me actually go check if there are any buttercups in the front for you, Boo. I can at least do that while you get some sleep.
Aw, thanks, Basil.
And I gotta get going to open the cup of dusk. Pretty sure I have plenty of customers waiting for me to open.
Thanks for coming, Roy.
Yeah, sorry for making you delay opening the cafe.
It's fine. I'll see both of you later, okay?
Here, I'll walk you out.
Hey, wait up! You, wait up! You actually like Halloween, right? Would you like Halloween being all year round? Be honest.